can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Hello?
Hi.
Podcast.
Podcast 133.
You know what they say about podcast 133?
What do they say?
They say that if you listen to it, it'll make your genitals more desirable.
There you go. I'm sick. I've been sick the past 3 days.
Motherfucker.
So.
You little bitch.
Pardon my, if I sound a little sick, that's because I'm sick.
You're one cockamamie little devil.
Yeah. If I you might have to edit out a few sneezes.
You snaky bastard.
It's not really my fault.
You're slime ball.
Everybody around me has, like, AIDS or something.
And yeah, so.
I just couldn't avoid getting it.
Should have put on a Jimmy hat before you went outside.
I guess so.
Can you blow your nose?
Could.
I don't want you sniffling throughout the whole fucking goddamn thing.
I'll mouth breathe instead.
That's worse. Take care of yourself. Maybe just deal with it. Be a professional.
I'm completely congested. It's not gonna go away just by me blowing my nose.
Can you stick things up your nose?
That wouldn't fix anything.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do.
Like, you don't know anything.
I know. You know what? I do know. I know. Because when I get sick, I don't go on a podcast, alright?
Well, it's humanizing, you know? People probably think that we're perfect, and then they hear that I got a cold,
yes.
So...
Yes, I'm sure that's the first thing that people think.
Yeah.
Well, these guys are perfect.
These guys are indestructible.
These guys are...
They're amazing.
What is it?
All they do is they're just comic-grading machines.
So...
And then I get a cold. It's humanizing.
On the note of being perfect comic-creating machines and perfect gentlemen and humans... Humans being... We have been rejected from Strip Search.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Did they tell us why, or they just...
We got an email here.
What does it say? It
says, thank you for applying to be on Strip Search.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I keep forgetting to preface. It's Penny Arcade's reality TV show, internet TV, for fucking webcomic dudes and dudettes.
Yeah.
I wonder if they... let in more girls just so it'd be like affirmative action. I wonder if we got affirmative action out of it.
Dude, we got like mathed out of it because the odds were already so fucking low.
Well, calm down. You calm down for just a minute. I wonder if we got...
Were you legitimately hopeful that we were going to get in?
Well, listen.
Because I wasn't. Just think about, okay, it's 10 comics.
If we were one person, I would have been hopeful.
Yeah.
If we were one and if we were together.
I wouldn't be.
Well, all right. So if we were one person with my brain.
If we were one person with a good website, then maybe.
I don't think so.
Website makes a big fucking difference.
I think that they are professional enough just to look at the comics.
But it's also looking at us as like a business. And
no, you're being stupid. The whole idea is that it's for people who have potential, but they don't have the means. The whole point is that
anyway,
the grand prize wins their machine to use.
I know.
So if you already fucking look pro, then what's the point?
We don't look pro. We just have to look not like complete fucking amateurs, which is what we look like right now.
Yeah, but it's all about the comics, baby. Anyway, yeah. you're really harping on this, and what I want to do is not
you're,
harp on it.
You're
harping. Harper?
You're harping.
You're like a harpsichord over here. You shut up. Thank you for applying to be on Strip Search. We had over 500 people submit to be on the show, all of which had an incredible amount of promise and or talent. That is a bold-faced lie. Although I did expect it to be more than 500, honestly.
I guess that's not a lot.
I guess that's kind of a crazy number. I guess that you figure there's thousands of webcomics,
I'd say a good estimate for how many webcomics exist is probably... like 5,000.
I don't think we have to estimate. I think there's about 20,000. I think, remember the
20,000?
What?
Shit.
Let me fact check my shit first.
That's a lot of webcomics.
Please hold. Please hold. There's 20,000, and we are ranked 1,205.
That's pretty good.
On the webcomic list. I don't know how scientific that fucking is.
I was going to say, how does ranking work? I don't...
I think I've explained this before. I think it's just number of page views per update. So like it's like, you know, how many views you get per week divided by how many comics you put out per week. So
yes, yeah, so you have to think, we're the 1,200th most popular webcomic. That doesn't make us... Yeah, it does not mean we have good odds.
Well, it's not a popularity contest. How many times do we have to keep going over this? It's like you have a stupid head.
But it's correlated, man.
Hey, why don't you go to the hospital and get your brain changed?
Anyway.
Let me continue reading. I guarantee that not all 500 plus had incredible amounts of promise.
Oh, no, dude.
And talent.
I don't think there's even 500 good webcomics.
Well.
I really don't think there is.
Well.
Like, now and then I discover a really obscure, like, good webcomic, but I don't think there's 500 good webcomics.
Anywho.
Where are they? Where are they hiding?
No, I agree. Unfortunately. And we should probably stress that we primarily gravitate towards comedies.
Should also stress that we're pretentious douchebags.
Yeah. I cannot stress that enough. Unfortunately, we don't feel this season of Strip Search is right for you.
This season.
Ooh.
Maybe next season is going to be doubles, and we'll get into that.
There are only a dozen spots to fill, so we've had to make
a dozen?
You shut your goddamn mouth while I'm reading. I'm trying to read an email.
Did they increase the number?
Were you raised to interrupt email readings?
Well, I'm just curious, because it was 10 before. Now it's a dozen.
It was 10. Now it's a dozen. There are only a dozen spots to fill, so we've had to make some difficult decisions in our selection process. Maybe they fucking using a dozen to approximate 10. That would be pretty odd, but...
Because a dozen means 12, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's no colloquial term for 10 that would be conversational. You can't say, like, a decaphant.
A decapile.
Decapon. Ponzi scheme. Given the sheer volume of applicants... Acupuncture. We sadly are unable to answer specific questions about why you were not selected. We just don't have the bandwidth to cover those types of requests.
Or the time.
What do you think bandwidth encompasses, dipshit? They're not talking about internet.
No.
God, you're so stupid. You're a fucking dullard. Good luck on your future endeavors. We'll have your application on file in case we feel your talents will be a better match for a future season.
It's like I'm butthurt, but like I feel like.
Thanks.
If I watch this show, I'm just gonna resent the people on it.
They also said thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, let's desperately cling to the fact that they didn't take us because we're a duo. And that's how we can save our dignity.
Or just that we're not good enough.
I don't like that. Because I'm gonna look at the comics of the people on the show and be like, this sucks. I could do better. I have done better. And I'm gonna go, yeah. And then I'm gonna be like, meh. And
I'm wondering, like, this is just speculation, but I'm wondering if most of the comics are going to be video game related, or if they're going to be like just a variety of different things, if they're all going to be humor, or if some of them will be more serious, or
we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm just, it'll be interesting, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So let's hope that in the future they have a.
I tell you though, if we see a duo on the show, we're going to be pretty upset.
Bust through my trousers. Fucking hate boner. Anyway. Let's hope next time we can play doubles. Doubles Strip Search season 2.
I mean, the good thing is that if like there was another season, first of all, it'll be better because, you know, second seasons are better. Second of all, I won't be in college anymore, so it won't be extremely inconvenient for me. So unless I go to grad school, but I probably won't do that. Or maybe I will. Who the fuck knows?
What if you enter a blowjob receiving competition and the world record is 3 years?
I don't think I'd want to have.
I'm gonna just one second. I'm gonna open my docket here.
I don't think I'd want to do that for 3 years. Like, I'm sure blowjobs are real cool, but like, I don't think I'd want to have one for 3 years because that seems like it'd just be inconvenient.
And another idea in the box.
You get like your dick turned into a raisin by the end of it.
Yep. None of what you said is good.
Yeah. Get raisin dick.
I like my idea.
Raisin dick?
Shut up,
raisin
dick? Shut up.
Wait, did you hear me? Did you hear it though?
Shut up.
Shut up. Did you hear
about it? You shut your mouth hole.
Oh, Apple right wants to update the software. Oh, quit.
That's not something you need to read aloud.
I don't know why they're trying to update me.
You know why? Because who cares? Who cares? Shut up! Jesus. I'm trying to keep this moving. All right.
You're a fag hole.
So, I'm going to let that one go. I can't stop and address everything you say, but I think it's pretty clear the season two. Anyway, I have some ideas.
I mean, if the show keeps going, like, we'll probably get on it, right? Because they'll just keep, they got to find more people.
Yeah, they're not going to do a repeat, I would hope.
But the way that it's like structured now, I feel like the best people are chosen for season one, and then it's because the season's going to be worse after because they chose the top contestants.
No, you're being simple, as usual. Everyone will have another year's worth of comics. There will be a year's worth of new comics that have cropped up. It's like the circle of life.
Maybe by then we'll like figure out a way to combine ourselves into like a Megazord and be one person.
I mean, they're going to have to fucking deal with the fact that we're bros. You know?
I don't think they're going to have to do that.
That's brosist is what it is.
I think the way they're going to deal with it is by not allowing us on the show.
It's brosist.
Yeah, I heard you. I just didn't want to even
have ideas.
Oh, that's fantastic.
For a comic about this, if you want to do that.
Oh, for a comic about this?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because this is very specific.
Did I tell you about the shit? I saw a comic on Facebook. The reason I saw it on Facebook is because some fucking rando.
Rando Conversian?
Some fucking random fruit tagged Jerry in his webcomic in an image of it. And put on Facebook.
Oh, that's dirty.
It is dirty. So I had to see it with my eyes. And he, in his comic, he's like, whoa, I got accepted into Strip Search. And I was like, what the fuck? This dude, this random guy, got accepted into the thing? I didn't get it. And then in his news post, he was like, I didn't really get accepted. So I was like, well, why'd you make that comic? It's like, if you make a comic with a premise that seems like it's very easily possible, then people will assume it's true.
Yeah.
So
especially if it's like about something that exists.
So yeah, it was a really dirty comic. I'm not gonna plug it, obviously.
Yeah.
But
was the art any good?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. I don't remember. Probably. Not really. No, really. Anywho, I figure we could do a comic where we try and sneak our way in. To it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember if you remember that I had that idea of like that we would run for office with the name Super Bro Fee Brothers.
Yeah.
Like Super Bro Fee Brothers.
Fee Brothers. Yeah.
I was thinking that would be our like the name on RD when we tried to like I imagine we have like Gabe or Tycho there and they're like so what's your name? And they're looking at a list and we're like Fee Brothers. Super Bro, and they'd be like, "Okay, everything checks out. Go ahead." And like, we go in. We're on.
So what? Are we? Am I like hiding under a trench coat or something? Is this like?
That's the classic thing. What I'm picturing that I think is pretty funny is that it's your head. It's just like a man with your head, but then my head is inexplicably coming out of the sleeve of your shirt.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking creepy.
I don't know if we can do that.
I think we are bound to by duty.
So I'd have to actually draw like Gabe or Tycho.
Yeah, or both.
Yeah. Is that a lad? Can you do that?
Is that a lad?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, it's fucking allowed.
Okay.
I don't recall Penny Arcade suing XKCD.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I'm sure Penny Arcade characters have appeared in many comics.
Yes. Yeah, so it'd be like panel one, us finding out about rejection. Two is like us trying to get in, and three would be like, three and possibly four would be us on the show.
Do you have like any further ideas beyond?
I think so.
Wait, so we like actually get in, they don't find us out.
Yeah, imagine we're like last name Fee Brothers, first name Super Bro, and he's like, well, everything seems to check out. Go ahead in. Like, he's not really paying attention to the list.
But, like, should we even do this? You have to think about that. Because, like, most people aren't going to know what strip search is.
Well, we'd have to establish that in panel one.
True.
We got rejected from strip search. What? You mean we can't be on Penny Arcade's reality TV show for comic creators? I'm so sad.
Hey, we can actually, like, we can tag Jerry in our comic. Because he's going to be in it.
Tag him. I'm sure he looks at every photo he's tagged in.
Probably he doesn't look at shit. Must be so annoying being famous and on Facebook.
I mean, he probably, I don't know. He probably has like 100 notifications a day and just clears them. I don't know.
That's what I would do.
And then I was thinking like maybe in the show, in Strip Search, like one of the other contestants will be like, I thought there was only supposed to be 10 of us here. There's like 11 and a half. And they're like just severely creeped out by us because like it doesn't make any sense. My head's just like creepily popping out of your sleeve. And maybe we have like some sort of weird comic writing technique, like you hold me up to your ear and I whisper into it, and then you draw with the other hand. It's like Mr. Superbro has a very unprecedented writing technique, comic technique.
We're still not doing comics that I can really show to my professor.
You're not going to show the titty balls?
I guess I could show him that one.
I share with the. I feel like if I share with the family, then
yeah, let's do it. It's probably good to go.
There's nothing inherently wrong with this one. It's a little inside baseball, but...
It is.
But yeah, we'd have to discuss that in the setup.
Yeah. Alright, well, let's like try and write it, I guess.
Okay.
The image of your head popping out of a sleeve is so fucking creepy. I can't get over it. It's like you turned into a snake.
Yeah. I like it.
Makes this comic really a lot more wacky than it already is.
Wacky tobacky. Can you hear my door blowing?
Your door blowing?
Yeah, my door's blowing. Can you hear that? When it goes...
Pff. I don't think so. Was that you or was that the door?
That was me. Oh. I don't even know if I'm reproducing the sound very well.
I can hear like a very faint white noise, but I don't think that's...
No, it would be a crack hole. Like that.
Yeah.
Crackle. I think it's like, we got rejected from Strip Search. Are you referring to Penny Arcade's new reality TV show for comic creators? Like, I think we have to be that blatant about it if we want. Yeah, I don't see any other way we could.
And we could be doing like over exaggerated gestures, like stage gestures.
Yeah. Well, one of us. I guess it's me or you. Who's like hemming it up?
Probably you. This one's also pretty meta. We just kind of did a meta one, right?
I tried to space it out. We'd have three in between.
Okay. Did we just get rejected?
No.
Oh, it didn't feel like telling me that earlier.
Well, I wanted to have the whole conversation encapsulated in one podcast.
Oh.
So I thought that was more important than your feelings.
I mean, I would have been like more upset if I actually thought we had a chance, but
we did have a chance. I mean, it's just not good. Not good. chance.
Well, yeah, not a good chance.
Because we're two people, that's why.
Uh-huh. Yep. And the pancakes. What's happening?
I'm writing! Can you not see that? Well, how many of these do we have to do, really?
It's a funny joke.
Such a cockamamie bitch.
Oh, I know what we could do.
What's that?
You know how reality shows have that thing where, like, they sit one guy down in a chair in front of the camera and he kind of, like, talks about his feelings?
Yeah.
That, like, last line you have there, that could be, like, somebody talking to the camera about, like, how he's confused.
Yeah, do you want to have four panels so we can have one of us, like, writing a comic with our creepy, like, dual form?
I guess, yeah. Maybe. I'm wondering if we can punch it with that. Or rather, we're really punching it with the fucking weird image in two of my head. Us with the head popping out. I don't know if we need to really have another panel of that. I think, like, that image is fucking weird enough that we don't really need to have it.
I feel like in two, you're trying to let you kind of have me a little bit behind your back, and like I'm like making a face like I'm trying very hard to be
a hand.
Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm just a normal hand. Do I say that?
That might be too like beating it over the head.
Yeah, probably.
Because you're already where a hand should be.
But I'm trying to look.
Does like the coat look really like lumpy and weird?
Well, I think you're just wearing clothes. I don't think it physically makes sense.
Well, it's still a trench coat, right?
No, I wasn't. I was just.
You wrote trench coat.
Did I?
Yes. Which I think is funnier.
Okay. No, I don't think it looks weird.
Because it's like playing on the normal trope, but then it's your head's popping out of sleep.
It's different somehow. We didn't know.
It's different somehow.
Quite how to do it.
Yeah. What if we like have your head popping out of sleep, but we actually make it make sense? Like, the street looks really like stretched.
Like a person? No. I think it's funny. It's
funnier if it's just really fucking weird.
And well, yeah, and it's creepy. It's very creepy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we could be punching it in two with the weird body thing, and then in three we're just kind of like ending the arc by having one of the contestants talking to the camera and talking about like how weird we are.
Yeah, but I feel like we might be missing an opportunity to have us be doing something awesome. Because remember, like,
that's true.
It's such a weird, like, physical being that it's a good opportunity to have it doing something.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because you have to imagine, like, if they're living all together in the same house, then it would, I mean, weird shit would arise.
Such a fucking weird comic.
Do you want to be holding a letter? Even though they emailed us.
Sure. Also, you want to, like, have me express, like, what I actually think, which is because we're amateurs?
Well, I was going to have you say because we're hacks.
Yeah, that could also work.
I mean, I think you're wrong. I think you're being stupid. I mean, I think you're being a stupid dickhole.
I'm not saying...
I'm just saying, wait until you see these 12 webcomics that come up.
No, I'm not saying literally, like, we're amateurs. I know we're like, decent, but I'm just saying we're not competitive.
All I'm saying is that you'll see.
All right. I don't like that sentence.
Me neither. Why don't you suggest something? I don't like any of my sentences.
How about just like, no, it's because we're hacks?
That's not good.
What about,
just you trying to think?
Why not? It's probably because we're hacks. What was wrong with that? That worked. You had that before.
Did I?
Pretty sure. It's like, it's like good. It works.
It doesn't really. I wanted it to also contradict what I'm saying.
That's fine. It's fine. It's good. I'm hungry.
Why don't you eat a dick then?
I would if I had one to eat.
I'll email you a dick.
Please don't. Do we have to like change it so that instead of saying I thought there was supposed to be 10 of us, we have to say I thought there was supposed to be 12 because apparently it's a dozen now? I don't even know what we do about that.
Yeah, I really hope that now that kind of fucks us because we'd have to rely on the fact that they're not just making a generalization.
I've never heard dozen be used to talk about 10 people.
But maybe. But like, what if? Yeah, I logically, obviously, you're right, but I just don't know. I don't.
It may just want to go with 10.
Go with 12.
Okay.
And if it's wrong, we'll
retcon it. It doesn't really matter that much.
We'll retcon it.
Okay.
We'll change the comic. We'll change the fucking comic in time.
I only like eh. Eh. I don't like that. What about nah?
Nah. You're a nub.
Nah.
You're a nub of a human being.
Yeah, let's just.
Why do you keep creaking? Stop creaking.
I'm not.
Can you stop creaking? Get a better fucking chair.
I can't.
There's a chair town.
You can't. I can't. I have. This is the only chair I have.
You're coming in here sideways with a shitty chair.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Yes, there is. Get another chair.
It's not really convenient.
Yeah,
it's not. It costs money, and I have to like take a chair on me with a bus.
Put it on your bed. Why under your bed? I don't give a shit.
My bed's creaky too.
Stop being a dongnet.
You're a dongnet.
You're a dongnet.
This is why we don't get accepted to ship search, because we don't have fucking teamwork.
We have plenty of teamwork.
No, dude.
We're teamworking right now.
Fucking, you're always arguing with me about fucking chairs.
I wish you would just stop it.
I wish you would stop it.
I wish you would stop it.
God damn it.
What about I would say?
What? Are you trying to change that line still?
Yes. It's terrible.
Why? It's fine.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with you?
I have integrity.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I know. But if I say it, people might think it.
I don't like that either. I would say it's probably
because... Yeah, I don't like it either. But
it's probably because for Hex is fine on its own. That's a fine line. You're being a queer.
Such an ironic line for us to be sucking at.
Yeah. Because it has some truth to it.
Well, it has all the way true.
All the way truth.
I think that, like, it's Gabe looking at the list, and he's, like, bored and not looking at us or the list. Like, he's looking, like, away, like he's looking away from everything, and he's just, like, kind of aloofly holding the list.
Mm. Should I try to, like, mimic his art style when I draw him, or should I draw him, like, with my art style?
What's your art style, I would say. But
yeah.
Try to make it good.
I mean, of course. But what the is your Google Docs unconnecting?
Yes, it is. It is. It is unconnecting.
Maybe it'd be better if I'm the one sticking my head out of the...
You have to draw, though.
Yeah, but it's like I draw with my hand, and, like... I'm the drawing hand, so it's my head. Like, it's like a symbolic.
How are you drawing? But I was thinking maybe we'd have us doing a comic.
I could have the pen in my teeth. That'd be pretty funny.
I don't know if I like that. I think I'm a good creepier head.
Really? You like the creepy head arm thing, but you don't like drawing with your teeth?
I just think it's better. I'm a better creepy head.
All right.
My head.
I guess you are creepier than me.
Better creepy hand head. I didn't say I'm creepier than you. I just said that my
wow.
I said that my head makes a better creepy hand head. That's all I said.
Because you're creepy.
Just no, it doesn't.
So no, Tycho's not in the comic. Just Gabe.
Yeah,
we don't need to force them both.
Yeah, it would be forced if we did it.
Tycho's playing off doing shit.
He'd have, like, just his dick in the corner of the panel. Just don't say that he's there. You'd probably appreciate that.
You'd be wearing a blue sweater, so you could know.
Yeah.
But it was his dick.
Yeah.
It's like a blue cozy.
It's like a penis.
A penis cozy.
Penis.
You're a genius.
Mr. Free Brother.
Let's hurry this up. I'm fucking starving.
You think I'm not? I guess I'm not. But
we're not. We don't have a good pace right now. We're kind of just like.
You're the one who's you're the harpsichord over here.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's fucking dude who can't stop harping.
You're a shepherd.
You're a shepherd. You're a shepherd. You're a shepherd.
Really bringing that brotherly flavor here. The brotherly arguments.
Rose. You're a creaky ass whore.
Get over it.
You're a creaky ass whore.
Can't wait until, like, you're not editing the podcast as much, so you're not as much of a fucking bitch.
I still don't want it to sound like shit. Because they're going to maybe get released at some point. I don't want it to be shit.
Well, yeah, but like, since you're editing,
podcast to be shit?
You edit them all now, so you're like all uppity about.
I'll still be uppity. I'll be plenty uppity. Do you want Do you want our podcast to sound like dog shit? Because that's what it sounds like.
Go shit.
All right, well, just there's for let the record show that I'm trying to bring you something nice, a nice bonus, and Eli.
The record show that Jake gives shit.
Eli wants it to be dog
and
shit.
And I do not give a shit.
Okay, there it is. There it is. I'm gonna start.
I give a shit about drawing pretty pictures. That's about it.
I'm gonna start running Eli's comics through a filter that just adds random glitches and shit. Makes it look like crap.
Dude, that'd be cool. It'd be like Tron.
No, it won't look cool. It'll be like poops.
Poop. It won't be like Tron.
No, it won't be. It won't be. It'll be like poop glitches.
Yeah.
And everyone will hate you. Let's say you didn't do a good job of editing.
All right, comic. Wrap this up. Let's
just stop creaking your chair. That's all I want. That's all.
Yeah, I'm trying, but like if I move even a bit, it like
you just sucks. All you need to do is figure out another situation.
There is none. Unless I sit on the floor and then we'll be able to see the screen.
Don't you have a laptop?
Yes.
So sit on the floor. Lay down. Take a nap.
I don't want to do that. Sitting on the floor is not comfortable.
Well, figure something out.
Who cares? Shut up.
I care.
All right. It's not for the podcast. Let's fucking write the comic.
You don't tell me it's not for the podcast. I'm the editor.
Yeah, but I'm the fucking shit fuck.
Good job. Good job.
This is painful. Go on in. Who says go ahead in?
I'm still writing, okay? You don't need to
Go ahead in.
You don't need to keep calling me out. You want to make this quick. You don't need to keep calling me out while I'm still writing.
You could say head on in.
It's a process, go on okay? It's a process. It's not done yet. You don't need to draw attention to it when it's still bad.
Fair enough.
So yeah, I just draw him looking bored.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty... perhaps in character for Gabe.
Yeah. Especially if you had to do something like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh. The fuck is that?
It's that rain shit.
It's raining?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really loud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that rain shit. Alright. I think 1 and 2 were alright. We did the panels 1 and 2.
Uh huh.
Pretty solid panels. We need.
We're halfway done.
Halfway mark in the panels.
Let's write the rest of the comic now.
The problem is if we draw someone else on the show, they're not going to be on the show in real life.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter a little bit.
I thought you'd say that.
I mean, this comic's coming out way before the show.
But maybe people would be tricked into thinking we have precognition?
They won't. They will not think that. I can almost guarantee you. I'll just draw some, like, sexy girl or something. It's cool.
Oh, no. No one's going to believe that.
Dude, there's definitely going to be chicks on the show.
I'll make her look like an artist, don't worry.
Damn it, affirmative action.
Give her like a tattoo or something.
Fucked us white males. Why do white males get all the hard breaks? Why is it so hard for a white male to make it in this world?
It's hard out here for a white male.
I'm so white and I have a penis. But yet, the door is closed.
Hey, we can still get some sympathy for being Jews. That's like, we're still in a minority.
I'm a poor white.
If anything, they should have affirmative action to us, because they probably don't have any Jews on there. Any Juju breads?
Didn't tell them we were Jewish.
Oh, why didn't we?
I don't know.
We should have said our comic is like, it's like a Jewish comic.
We should have said it's only if you want it to be, though, because maybe they don't like Jewish people.
I mean, my name's Eli, so they could have picked up on it.
Yeah, my name's Jake.
That's not as Jewish. Jake's like a really common name.
I mean, our last name's Brophy.
That's not Jewish.
Yeah, I know.
It's decidedly un-Jewish.
Decidedly.
Yeah, because it's our Catholic father's name.
You don't need to air dirty laundry.
It's not dirty laundry. There's nothing dirty about it.
Okay, if you say so. It's fucking raining out there like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Alright, so.
Yes?
I have to think about a punchline.
It's good. Good point.
I ate.
Isn't the punchline just that we're getting in with this, like, ridiculous, weird sort of thing? Or do we need more of a punchline than that?
Well, I think something else of note has to happen.
Well, this, the thing I mentioned.
Yeah, it's not enough. I think something has to resolve in some way.
Okay, well, let's at least write three.
Well, I think we have to decide where we want to go for the... If we want... We have to decide how we want to end it before we can write three. We can't just write three and then write four. We have to decide...
Well, maybe if we write three, we'll come up with something for four.
Yeah, but why put effort into three when we don't know? Why lock ourselves into something? We should think of the best thing we can. You're not good at writing.
Fuck you.
That's pretty good dialogue. Why don't we just do that?
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
It could be like trying to flip them off, but it's like your head, so it doesn't work. Because your head can't flip things off.
Middle finger comes out of my nose.
Ew. That would just look like a dick.
You think everything looks like a dick?
Well, everything that's dick-shaped.
You think vaginas look like dicks?
That's patently untrue.
Patently?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. fuck you.
Like, we're never going to finish this.
We're not going to finish it, all right? This podcast will break the laws of space-time.
Podcast. I found a piece of juicy fruit.
Got one?
Found it.
Good.
I found it on the floor of my room.
I don't know if that is considered getting it.
But I found it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you got it.
But I didn't say I got it. I said I found it.
So I got it.
No?
Yes?
Maybe that's what you heard because I'm congested.
I'm going to play the tape back right now. You're going to sound stupid.
I found a piece of juicy fruit. Or you're going to sound stupid.
Oh, yeah, there. It's mutually assured destruction.
Indeed.
No, it's not. You're stupid.
It's also not mutually assured destruction at all.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
What did I just say?
I didn't hear it.
I thought it was what you...
Skype probably fucked it up. You're a faggot. Let's fucking do it, alright? What are we doing?
I didn't watch the language. Mister.
So, okay, let's just start.
You're gonna hurt all the gay feelings.
What's happening? Shut the fuck up. What's happening in the last panel?
I'm thinking, I mean, that's a lie, but we should think
about it. So it's us making a comic, right?
Well, I don't know. Is it? Is that the funniest thing?
Is it us interacting with other contestants? Maybe, like, it's breakfast and, like, I'm feeding your head ham toast or something.
Maybe we're just cheating. I mean, we're obviously cheating by being there, but like, I think that it's got to end with us cheating in some ridiculous way. I think it's got to end with us being bad people. I think that's the punchline, is that we're terrible people. I don't think we're good people, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but like, we could be doing anything.
Well, that's true. Maybe we... Oh, this is awesome. What if we rig a tiny bomb into, like, a tiny somehow bomb that into other people's comics? It just blows up the comic. It's like a really tiny bomb.
What?
Like a tiny bomb.
It's so like, when you kind of like whispered under your breath, "This is awesome," you meant this is not awesome.
I think it's kind of awesome. It's like, you know, a car bomb. It's like you start the car and the car blows up. It's like if you start the comic, it blows up.
Yeah. But how do you blow up something virtual?
Yeah, well, it's like, oh, that's a good point. Well,
here's, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, this is a problem now because we've always depicted our process as you drawing it in analog.
Right.
So that's what I was picturing. I wasn't picturing us using computers.
Yeah, that's really dumb also.
What?
The tiny bomb idea is really dumb.
Do you like tiny bomb?
No.
Maybe another time.
Mais non.
Maybe another time?
We'll see.
Maybe something tiny could get blown up by a tiny bomb?
It's possible.
Maybe we could try and blow up something big with a tiny bomb.
What about Flubber? Did you think about that
in this comic? I think about Flubber almost every day, but only think about how it could interact with this comic.
Yeah, you can bring in Flubber, that's all I'm saying.
Maybe someone tries to call us out, and we're like, oh...
Okay, I got it. Maybe, like, the end like contest is like a hoops competition, and we get Flubber on our shoes, and we like shoot all the hoops. We slam all the dunks, and then we win, and we get syndication with Panera Kid, and we live happily ever after.
How many pounds is that going to happen then?
Probably 10. 10 pounds.
I accept.
I want a lot of action shots of...
I'm sold.
Do it. The hoops, and then...
Do it.
And then
do it.
Syndication with Panera Kid is like panel 7.
Yeah, do it.
And then...
Do it.
Yeah, hold on.
Sold me. Doesn't matter what else you say.
And then we like... Kind of, we were still like our weird hand form, and we get married to a woman who's like the same way, and it's like beautiful. And we have weird deformed babies with head arm hands.
I saw this video of, it was like a video online, and it had a, like, there was...
Wait, like on YouTube?
Maybe.
Like a YouTube video.
I don't know.
That's amazing. Hold, go on.
But it was like in it, all the men in the video, and basically all the people in the world of the video world, they had heads for genitals.
So I've seen that.
Oh, you saw it? So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
It's like they had heads for heads, but then they had
wasn't it a music video or something?
Something. And
yeah, I remember that. It was really crazy.
Everyone had a different person, different head for the junk.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't, and it's like, having sex was like your junk heads making out.
Made out. Yeah. That's so crazy.
Not really germane. It's gross, but.
Oh, it was really gross, but it's also really cool.
Stuck in my mind. I don't know if I liked it, but it stuck in my mind.
I saw that video like 2 or 3 years ago. I had not thought of it at all until you mentioned it just now.
Good job.
Yeah, it was a little gross. All right, what are we doing? Come on. Just like, dude, fucking, you sometimes you just get an idea. Just have one of those times.
One of those times, you say. Well, I was going to say, maybe someone tries to call us out.
Yeah, that seems like...
No, but I had the rest of the idea. Shut up, you keep interrupting me. You're terrible. You're not good at facilitating creativity. You stifle creativity.
I don't know about that.
Yes, I know about it.
Or for me, you wouldn't have fucking the actual comics.
I'm not saying what we wouldn't have without you. I'm saying that you stifle my creativity, your stupidity, and your longevity.
But I also fully enable it because I am creating the thing.
No, you don't. I was more creative back when I was alone, staring at birds.
Are you going to pull Mega Tokyo on me right now? What's happening?
Yes. That's right. Mega Tokyo. Toast. Dose. Dose.
I'm waiting for you to think.
Yeah, I'm waiting for me to think too, but I can't think when you keep pressuring me and putting on the pressure.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
Doing so many things. So someone would call us out, and you weren't serious about Flubber then. Is that what I'm reading into the...
No, Jacob, I was not serious about Flubber.
Okay, then I need a new idea. No.
You don't like my idea of me feeding you toast and somebody calling us out when you're feeding you toast?
That's pretty good. It's like, no,
I just... I somehow have to figure out a way to get out of this situation.
Like, you are cheating. You're feeding your hand toast. And you're like, oh no, I always transfer toast to my other hand before I eat it. And then you're like, quick, put the toast. Give me the toast.
Something like that would be good. But the only thing that might be confusing about that is, like, we don't really explain that the form of this reality show is that we're all living in a house together. And, like, to be eating breakfast with the other contestants, maybe it won't make sense. Maybe it will. I don't know.
I think that we'd need to have three, and we didn't need one of... We need, like, some UI, like, some a subtitle for the whoever's talking into the camera.
Yeah, no, in three, we definitely would have their name and, like, the name of their comic. Like, which would be, like, Fuck Buddies.
Fuck Buddies. I don't think we need to think about it. I think that's... And we got it. It's John Smith, author of Fuck Buddies.
It's like fuckbuddiescomic.com.
Yeah, so I think if we do that, and then we have, he's one of the people in four, like we have two people in the foreground,
and they're
shouting at us, and they're like, hey, look, we were right, it is two people, look, he just fed his hand toast. And you're like, no, that's how I eat toast. I put it in my left hand, and then I put it in my right hand.
I don't know about that last part, but I think up to there.
I'm just saying, I'm riffing, you know? Just riffing.
Yeah. I think, like, all we need for three is literally just this one line you have. And then...
And the subtitle. Four is,
yeah, and like, yeah, his title and everything.
I think he should say, like, once another sentence, and then he's like, but I thought there's only supposed to be 12 of us. Like, shouldn't he say something else? Like, I'm not here to make friends. But I thought...
Oh, some, like, really cliche reality show line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The odds are stacked against me, but I can do it, because I'm the best. But it's going to be harder, because I thought there was going to be 1.5 less people here.
I like this line the way it is.
There is.
Also, I don't know why this guy sounds like Rocky.
Hey.
Adrian.
I'm the best in town. Nothing's ever gonna make me drown.
It's pretty good. Oh, God, that was terrifying. It's like the worst laugh I've ever heard. Ever. Oh, stop. God.
Oh.
Fucking weird beard.
Yeah.
Why does this take so long? I thought we like finished, we're practically done. We haven't written it. Write shit. We can write it. What are you doing?
Cracking up. It's about that time.
I'm cracking down. I'm breaking down. I'm really starving. Okay. I'm losing my juice.
Is that good?
I think so. I like... I like kind of liked like consuming instead of before it gets in my mouth, like before consuming it, because that sounds like kind of alien and weird, like the way I'm talking. Because this is already kind of alien and weird.
What about before said consumption?
Yeah. Should we make sure that Fuck Buddies isn't a real comic?
Oh, I wasn't serious about doing that. We have to think of something good.
I think that's good.
It's not good.
Yes, it is. How is that not great?
Because the first thing that came out of your goddamn mouth, it was stupid.
That's sometimes the best. Right. That's like a good name for a shitty webcomic.
Keep it as the fucking... I don't know why I just type Fuck Buddies into Google. Like, that would fucking clear up the matter. But we'll keep it as a high score. Let's see if we can't fucking beat that.
I mean, that's my best. I don't have anything better than that.
No, you think, goddammit.
Because so many comics are, like, about, like, you know, a group of buddies. And I just think... Fuck Buddies is such a good title.
I think there's something much funnier.
For a shitty comic.
I think there's something much funnier we could do.
I don't think so.
That's because you're dumb.
I think it's like pretty perfect in how dumb it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, you're being Hitler right now.
Like, because that's not even a parody of webcomic trope. It's like, at least it would be better if we just said gamer friends. Like, for as long as we're doing things that are the first things that would come to our mind.
What about fuck gamers? Or gamer fucks?
Yeah, it's better.
I like that better. What about two gamers and a non-gamer? Or gamey balls? Gamer balls.
Gamer Gucci's.
What about like Game Town with a Z at the end?
More Gamer Gooch.
No, that's not good.
Maybe we bring back Christopher Gooch.
What about Game Gamers?
Gonna bring back Christopher Gooch and he has Gooch Games?
No. That would be really weird.
Yeah.
You don't like Game Gamers with a Z at the end? I think that's pretty good.
Gameser.
You don't like Game Gamers?
No, not really.
Why not? It's like really dumb. It's good.
No, it's not good.
Why not?
Because I don't like it.
You're Hitler. Whenever I don't like something, I always have to justify it logically. Whenever you don't like something, you just say, I don't like
it. You want me to justify it logically? Because it's going to take me 5 minutes to formulate.
No, I don't want to do that.
I could do it.
I'm just telling you why you're a Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi because I could do it, and I will do it if you need me to do it for you.
No, but that wouldn't make you not a Nazi. It would just make you a Nazi who explained himself.
Well, Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, didn't he?
Yeah.
So
now you're Hitler.
So I'm not sure what my point is. Oh.
Well, this is something we don't need to come up with now, right?
Isn't it, though?
No, it doesn't matter.
Isn't it?
Really, just fucking do it on your own. You're
supposed to encapsulate the process.
I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking starving.
Starving
for so goddamn hungry, you have no idea. All I had to eat today was a fucking donut and a Starburst.
Eat your hat.
I don't have a hat.
Donut and Starburst, that's
Can't you do this?
Why don't we do it together, like brothers?
I already gave you, like, great ideas.
No, you didn't. You gave me one okay
I gave
thing.
You, okay, I gave you Fuck Buddies comic. I gave you Gamer Fucks.
Gamer Fucks was all right.
I gave you Game Gamers with a Z, which I think is the best one. Don't you realize that, like, their comic title should be stupid? Engineer?
Yeah, it should be stupid, but Game Gamers is stupid. I want it to be as stupid in a clever way that shows that we're clever.
Game Gamers is stupid in a clever way.
No, it's not. It's stupid in a stupid way. It's what a stupid person would think of if he was trying
to... It's like redundant. That's funny.
No. I like... Gamer Fucks is better. That's the high score. So forget everything else you said.
What about... We should put a Z at the end of whatever we do because that makes it better.
Not for Gamer Fucks. What about gamer... Like, game jokes? Like,
what about, like, Sega... Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, gamers,
fanboys. Oh,
he was thinking when he made that title. It's not a good title.
No, it's not.
I guess I also don't know what he's thinking when he made those like first 200 comics, because they were really bad.
Well, that like Gamer Pal friends, buddies?
I don't think that's gamer better than Gamer Fox.
No, it's not.
Or better than Fuck Buddies.
Fuck Buddies is not a joke. That's just a it's just words you said. It's not, I think you just think it's funny because it would make the comic bad.
But make it good. Wouldn't Fuck Buddies comic? How is that not awesome?
Because it sounds like it could be a comic that wouldn't like necessarily be awful.
Yeah, so it's like somewhat realistic, and it's you have bad.
Shit for brains.
You have shit for brains.
You have shit for brains.
You don't understand my art.
Someone took out your brains and put shit in your head.
Oh my god, this sucks. I fucking hate writing with you. The worst writer.
You're the worst co-writer.
Suck my balls. Why do I have to be here for this? Can't you, if you're so unhappy with my ideas, why don't you fucking shit?
Because...
Alright, look. Put in Gamer Fucks, and if you think of something better, just fucking do it. I don't care. Nobody gives a shit about this little fucking thing. It's not even gonna matter. People hardly even look at anything besides the word bubbles when they read comics. So what the fuck are we doing?
Why do you even draw them?
Because I have to.
Well, why don't you just put the word bubbles in?
Because you have to, like... What? The only things that are really important on characters is, like, expressions and boobs.
I want this guy to have a name, too. And his name could correlate to his comic.
Okay, well, fucking... Maybe his name is Gamerfuck. What if his name is, like, Frederick Gamer?
Game-R-Fuck.
What?
His first name's Game. His middle initial is R. Gamer.
I think that's really bad. I think his name should be like.
Of course it is.
His name should be Heinrich
Devil Jesus.
Heinrich Devil Jesus. Heinrich Game Meister.
Yeah.
This fucking. Why are we spending so much time on this?
Well, it makes it very hard to write when you're trying to escape.
Yeah, because it's not important.
You really don't want to care?
Put in a fucking name, a generic name, or a really stupid name, and we put in a fucking GamerFoxComic.com.
But like, what if there's something funny? Like, it could be, there's like this whole furry webcomic subculture that could be undertones of that.
I don't want to acknowledge furries in our comic.
It could be like furry gamers...
Because that's like kind of insulting to Penny Arcade that they would have a furry on. I don't want
to
do that.
I guess, but is it insulting to Penny Arcade to have a fucking generic parody game?
It's not as insulting. Nothing is really more insulting than furries.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on the furry thing, but should we not have it be a gaming parody webcomic? Because like, if we do gamer buddies, that's Penny Arcade.
Yeah, I guess. Although they're not really buddies.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know, fucking shit. You know?
What about fucking shit? Fuckingshitcomic.com.
No.
What about shitfuckers?
We have to do it. Good.
We already did a comic about, like, funny comic names, so I don't really feel like we need to think that hard about this one.
All right. Listen, you obviously don't want to participate in this part. So,
because it sucks,
make me look creepy, and I think I'm like squinting in two, like creepy and squinting, like trying to be kind of.
Are you like just kind of hanging down at my side, or are you like?
Yeah, I think holding out. I think you're a little bit like putting me behind your back, like not all the
way, not that much.
Just like kind of like you're kind of like sheepish about it. Like you're self conscious about it.
Yeah,
and I'm looking like. Shifty eye, like very squinty, very like almost inscrutable, like facial, you can't really read what my facial expression is.
In form, I like resting your head on the table and like
putting toast in my mouth.
Yeah,
it's like I think the toast is in my mouth and I'm biting down on it, and like your hand is it's there, like you just handed it off.
Yeah, I'm like feeding you the toast.
Yeah,
because you don't have hands. How else are you going to eat the toast? I got to, like, feed it to you manually.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so, like...
So I'm going to have this second person who's talking. There's two different people talking here. So the second person will be the person who was in panel three.
I don't know if they should be in the foreground. I think it should be like on maybe like we're at the head of the table and there's like two people that you can see around the side that are like accusing us.
Well, it's kind of that doesn't work as well because it should be like we were because you wouldn't have done it if we were all sitting down at a table together. You're trying to sneak me toast and they saw it from across the room.
Oh, I picture we were sitting at like a meal.
No. I mean, it's not like everyone in a dorm house like sits down at a meal together.
Well, they could.
Yeah, but it doesn't need that. And I think that if they're
in, so what? I'm just saying, I'm like standing in the kitchen, just feeding you.
Yeah, I kind of that's what I'm picturing. And
so,
also, if there's just two of them in the foreground, it implies that there's more people milling around the house that they're talking to. If they say, "Hey, everyone, look,"
it might not be as recognizable that like. One people in the foreground is the person in three. If you can't see them from the front.
Yeah, unless we make them somewhat recognizable.
Or if we put them in the we could put like him kind of in the background.
Yeah. But yeah. You can
do They don't it. Have to be in the foreground.
They don't have to be. But
it could be like one of those like kitchen counters that faces out into a room.
Yeah, so that's like, actually exactly what I'm imagining.
So that they could just be on the other side of the counter and they like kinda are just there and they're like hey, look at him.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to do the foreground. That just kind of gave me the feeling of like they just found of just having found out.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, whatever. It's the same thing.
So now we need a name for a funny comic. What if it's Laugh Funny Laughs? The Laugh Factory. That's a real thing. God damn it.
Yeah.
So do we want to avoid Gamer? Gamer games?
I don't care. Not, Gamer fucks would be fine with me.
That doesn't seem rude.
Yeah, who gives a shit? They didn't set us on their show. Fuck them.
Maybe next season though. I don't want to come off as butthurt.
Do you really think that like Gabe and Taika would be offended by?
Well, I don't want to come off as butthurt anyway.
It's not. It won't come off as butthurt. It's a joke.
Yeah, of course.
It's a fucking comic.
Of course it's.
Fuck it. Who cares? Why? I'm not butthurt.
Listen, you're the one always going on about how it'll be perceived. I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, but I'm not butthurt, and you're not butthurt, so we're not butthurt. It's just a joke.
Yeah, but it's
we're making a joke.
It might be perceived as
well. I don't think it will.
White of their.
I don't think it will. They're fully aware of. They fucking know that most people just make comics about video games. They've talked about that on their podcast.
Yeah, most people.
What?
Most people.
No, I'm saying Gabe and Tycho have talked about how the cool thing to do is to
make a comic book.
Just fucking do it. Who cares? It's such a small thing.
So you
we always spend the most time on the most insignificant part of the
comic. I mean, if you're not going to help, you're not going to help. Are you not going to help?
I'm saying this is what we should do.
What?
Gamer fucks.
I'm not totally satisfied yet.
Well, do it on your own then, because I'm so fucking hungry, I'm gonna die, and I have nothing else to contribute.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, another...
Yeah.
That was the comicking hour with Jake and Eli Broffrey. Welcome. Go away. I mean, it's over.
It's over.
And I hope you got what you came for, which is us.
Who the fuck knows?
Talking?
Us talking.
As promised, you now have a recording on your hard drive of us, binary bits, bytes, and skips, all coagulating into one tasty treat. Veritable gumbo.
Dude, you're killing me. This is so long.
Is it my food analogy that is getting you?
It's just the length of it, really.
Okay.
Just can't handle this.
It's over!
Bye!
You start to worry about your health as you reach a certain age. So in a careful tongue, I've chosen one that I believe is safe in the crook of my good arm.